season 3.3. Save loaded. Yes, I am your host with the most this week. My name is Colm Reginald, the first Sheridan, and joining me as usual, with no ramblings on about such and such, I'm just going straight to the point, which actually I haven't done now because I've rambled, is joining me as usual is my friend Justin Lovely Smith. Good evening, Justin. How are you this cold, wet, damp evening?
I feel compelled to say lovely. On account of me being Justin Lovely Smith.
Exactly.
No, I'm good. I hope you are too, and not too glum and sombre as we record this on Monday the 19th, the national or possibly international day of mourning.
Possibly international day of mourning, yes. I'm sure there's many people all over the world, wouldn't say enjoying the day, but have partaken in looking at the TV screen at some stage.
I'm sure people look at the TV screens every day.
I'm sure they do, yes. Not much on TV lately, but today was a highlight for me anyway.
There was many photographs being uploaded of people, you know, should we say, having a look at the Sky Channel suggestions for what would be displayed on the adult channels, and they were all saying things like the Queen's... you know, the Queen's funeral, memory and reflection upon the Queen and her reign and stuff like that, and somebody had tagged on the bottom. Well, I'm sure that's going to be a challenging wank.
Yes, my son informed me that Charles had said previously that he would love to be a tampon inside Camilla. I'm not sure if that is a true quote, but that's what I've been told, so I'm going with that.
Ew.
Yeah, anyway, let's get out of the gutter. And back into the clean, crisp podcast that this usually is.
So, Justin, how are you?
Well, I'm good, Justin. I haven't been up to much, really. It really boggles the mind as to what I've actually done in the last 2 weeks, apart from doing a lot of college work. Also, been accused of... My fellow students have been accused of plagiarism, which I forgot to actually Google and check the spelling on that one when I put it into the show notes, because I'm sure Justin will have a go at me. So basically, yeah, there's been a few meetings about that. Of course, one of the lads denied it emphatically, which I just turned around and looked and went, I told you not.
He denied it emphatically, just like the Wikipedia article he copied told him to.
Exactly. Well, it turns out they copied my stuff. So, yeah, because I gave them a lend of my copy to show them what sort of style I'd used and what way I was going about it. I told them many a time over the last 6 months not to be using my screenshots. And, of course, they didn't listen. So,
yeah.
I said to them, well, do I have to do mine one again? And the lecturer said, no, you don't actually, Colm. Because I said, well, I was just trying to help them out. And he said, yeah, you're probably the most helpful person I know, Colm. So, no, you don't have to do it again. But we'll have to see if the rest of the two lads do. But I said, okay, fair enough. I won't be showing them my stuff any more times, because they're just holding up the process now, because these... documents cannot go for approval until this matter is cleaned up, and we've already missed the due date for the documents to be sent away for correction. So yeah, thanks, lads. So I'm 15 months into college and I've nothing to show for it yet. Nothing. I mean nothing. Quite literally, no certificate, no credits, no nothing. I've done two exams. One of them has been put under scrutiny, and the other I'm hoping to hear back anytime next year sometime. So yeah, I'm basically just breezing through life, really. hopefully at some stage I'll have a job, maybe, who knows. And yes, that is the sound of Sandra cutting her toast in the background and then putting the jam jar back on.
The lid back on the jam jar.
Say hello, Sandra.
Hello.
There you go.
Hello.
So there you go, Justin. That's basically me, my 2 weeks of college life. So, Justin, oh, I painted the railings as well because they were getting a bit rusty, so I filed them down with a wire brush and apparently I did a good job according to Sandra, so I'm happy with that. It was a top up, not a full railing, you know, paint job, just a top up. So yes, and also Sandra's daddy's getting his front of his house sandblasted because years of paint on it and the lovely brickwork. All the lovely brickwork now seems to be the trend at the moment. So, you know, remove the paint and because it was leaded paint back in the 50s. We have to get it sandblasted. So there you go, Justin. Oh, and nothing else to report. I'm still going to be a granddad at the end of November, so that's something to look forward to. Yeah, nothing else to report now, Justin. Over to you, Justin, back in the studio.
Well, thank you.
I'm so glad I'm editing this week.
Okay, well, I'm not gonna bore you with much talk about the Blood Bowl League that has started up at my local club now that I have moved and found one.
Hold on a minute.
Yeah.
So you've gone from wherever you were before, Tooting Hill, to Ipswich, and you've managed to find a Blood Bowl club in Ipswich.
Yeah. Yes, I play on a Tuesday night.
Wow, how popular is Blood Bowl?
Well, fairly popular.
Would you say game boards, game boards are as popular as video games in England?
It's hard to say. I'd probably say no, but it's one of them things. It's a niche market, really.
Are there any fellow students which you've become close to yet? In this game board tingy jig you're going to?
I have managed to, I would say, make some friends.
I haven't
exactly planned gaming dates with them or anything like that. But I, as I say, a league has started up. I drew the first game. I lost today, so that was week two. So I'm probably going to be bottom of the league now.
Well, I'm sure you'll get there eventually, Justin, because I know you don't like to lose. Did you organise this yourself, Justin, or was this pre-organised before you
managed? This was all being organised by the people that play the game in the town.
Wow.
And, yeah, I just joined and didn't really have to do much.
How far away from your house is this place?
5-10 minutes. It's just in the centre of town.
Would you be organising playovers? Instead of sleepovers, so I don't know. Remember the good old days when you used to live in Tooting Hill and then you had your friends over. Will you be having them over now?
That is a possibility, yes. Oh. Depending on when people want to play.
Excellent. I should look forward to listening to your tales of woe.
Well, yes, my tale of woe today is I lost and I shouldn't have done. Anyway, aside from that, I've been painting and gluing grass or artificial grass onto the figures that I was using for Blood Bowl, being helped by Ruth and her daughter.
Back up there, please, Justin. You said you do be playing Dash Blood Bowl on a Tuesday night, but yes, I recall, and I may be wrong, that it is
a Monday.
Yes. Yeah. So.
So I was all set for tomorrow, and then the game store that we use had said they were open, and I got a text this morning saying, hey, not sure if you're mourning the Queen today, but the shop's open. If you want to go in for 3 o'clock, well, it said 2 till 5, but we can play it today. So I was like, well, okay, we'll play it early.
Nice. So would you be still going to your
game? No, I won't be going down tomorrow now.
Oh, great, there great. So, yeah, okay, so me and Ruth don't have to babysit Ruth then, is that what you're saying?
If Ruth is going to play Sniper Elite with you, I will monitor her chat from her house. I will be quite looking forward to that.
Excellent.
Because you've got to be getting near the end.
Well, one would hope. I checked the start date, and I believe we started on the 6th of June. So one would hope we missed a few weeks here and there, but still, last week was one of them. So because we didn't sleep well, so myself included. So yes, hopefully tomorrow we should be up for some sniping. Yeah, so let me excuse myself and let you continue on.
Well, Ruth and her daughter, they stayed over last night as it was a bank holiday and there was no school and no work for them, respectively, or the other way around.
Yeah.
And the temperature is no longer summer heat, so we began to feel a bit cold. So I said to Ruth this morning, well, we should probably go and try the heating. Make sure it's all working, so we know the hot water's working. And I told her where to go to turn the thermostat on. She said, yeah, nothing's happening. And sure enough, the boiler wasn't firing up. So we started going, because I've paid for a boiler service for British Gas, but so far they've yet to try and arrange it.
All right.
After a while, I isolated the fault to the thermostat batteries had died, or at least they weren't given sufficient power to tell the boiler to turn on. And yeah, I appear to have no batteries in the house. So we're like, okay, well, I guess I'll go to the shop. No, I won't go to the shop because everything's shut because it's because of Queenie.
Yeah.
So as I came home from the games this afternoon, Tesco had opened at sort of 5 o'clock, so I nipped in, got some batteries, turned it on, and managed to get the central heating cycled in all the rooms. So there was a moment where I was beginning to sweat until I turned the thermostat back off. And yeah, I'm glad to say that I will have heating, and that's after I had the chimneys cleaned and blocked, because I'm not going to be using the fireplaces, so hopefully I won't lose all the heat straight up the chimney.
Wow, you really have grown up, Justin, haven't you? You're showing some really mature aspects of growing up there, getting the fire blocked up and getting organising a boiler service. I'm impressed with you, Justin. I'm impressed.
You got to do these things.
Well, obviously you have, yes, but you lived in a house before that and I never heard you talking about things like that.
No, I got the boiler serviced after I visited Ruth and went home and then had no hot water for 4 days. When the boiler broke. And then we found out all the seals inside it had gone. The only other thing of note that happened in the last week was, during the course of the last week, I finished the game that I was playing as my main game. So I put a poll up and I said, now that I've finished, insert game here, I need to play something else and a change of genre might be good. What should I play next? And the options I put up were Stray, Chorus or Corvs, because that one that Ruth bought me, Captain Tsubasa, the RPG football type game.
Interesting.
And Tome, however you pronounce it, the current PlayStation Plus game of the month, that's like the black and white one that you use your photographs and stuff.
Yeah.
That looks quite interesting. So, out of the 9 votes that I had, because I only put the poll up for like 2 hours.
Yeah,
because I said I will likely stream. Have a guess at what got 2/3 of the vote.
Stray.
Indeed. So, Stray got 66%. Chorus got 1 vote for 11% and Tome got 2. So it looks like I'll be playing Stray next.
Nice. I tried a bit of it. Yeah. If you like cats, I'd imagine it's a fun thing.
Well, we shall see.
Yeah, we shall. When would one be streaming that? Exactly.
I suspect, Wednesday, because I'm planning to go to Ruth's tomorrow after work. So, Wednesday, Thursday, cool. Friday. We shall see.
Cool.
So, yeah, that's pretty much all that's been going on with me, with the exception of the slight issue I had with the internet. So,
can I just ask you where you are now? Is the, in theory, is the internet better or worse than where you had it?
It's fine. It's
all right. Same.
It's about the same. Yeah. All right. But here's the situation, Colin. right here. That is the keyboard for my work PC, and that's the keyboard for the PC that I'm currently using to talk to you, my personal PC.
Okay.
They are literally side by side.
Huh.
Work laptop plugs into a docking station, which, as you know, I left all the power packs for.
You forgot to go back about that. You never informed me.
Yeah, they turned up. And what had happened is the driver picked up the package on the Friday.
Left it in his van, yes.
Left it in his van and didn't hand it over, so it never got delivered. But it was delivered by 10:30 on the Tuesday, so I had a free day off. Which, sure. I'm not supposed to talk about that. You know. Last week, I was uploading the podcast.
As you do, yeah.
As you do, and I sent you the message, or you sent me the message saying the podcast is ready to download and submit. And I open the Dropbox and not much is happening. And then I open the internet and not much is happening. And I thought, So I run a speed test on my work PC and it sort of comes up going, you know, you've got, well, the dial goes from 0 to 100 and it goes off the top of the dial. And yeah, you've got absolutely fine internet for multiple things to be online doing high HD streaming.
Yeah.
It timed out when I tried to do it on this PC. And then when I ran it the second time, it came back saying you have 0.9 megs per second. So I thought it's a little bit awkward trying to do that. That's going to take a while. And I came to the conclusion that the wireless internal card that I bought a year or so ago,
yeah,
it wasn't working very well.
Right.
So I had to go down to PC World and I've looked online. I knew I could get something for sort of £10 to £15. And I walked in and the guy went, yeah, okay, so you want this one, which is £47. And I went, now, I don't think I need one with lots of aerials because I have my work laptop further away than this desktop PC and it's got absolutely fine on the internet. So after him for sort of 10 minutes, still trying to go, well, you could have other things, but I think you should have this one. Eventually, I went with a £15 option, which was just a mini wireless MIMO USB adapter.
Yeah.
And it says on the front, 867 megs at 5 gigahertz or 400 megs at 2.4 gigahertz. And it's just a USB socket that plugs in on the front.
Cool.
And, well, let's just say I did a speed test afterwards and it was showing over 200 megs. Which was quite a difference to the 0.9 I was getting the day before. So there was a moment where I was going, I'm not going to have enough broadband to like record next week because I can't. I'll have to call you on the phone. But no, it's all working. So that was one of those fun moments. Ruth's going, oh, are you sure PC World will be open? You sure you're going to get what you want? Yes, I'll be fine.
Have you not got the modem right beside you? Could you not just plug it in directly?
No, the modem's downstairs.
And you're
upstairs in the far corner.
All right, okay.
Oh. My office is in the back bedroom. And the modem is downstairs it's nearer. It's effectively central in the house. So it's just only got the stairs in the way for the living room with the PS5. Upstairs, obviously, for bedrooms.
So do you have the PS5 directly plugged in, yeah?
No.
All right, okay.
That's on Wi-Fi. Everything's on Wi-Fi. Even the PS3 in the bedroom is on Wi-Fi.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, Ruth had the fun today of trying to download Plants vs. Zombies on my PS3. Because I said, oh, it's on there. You can download it.
Yeah.
She went, it's not in the store, Justin. Are you sure you got it? I was like, yeah, you'll have to go through my download queue, like through purchase. Oh,
yeah. God, I hate that download queue, especially in the PS3.
Yeah. Crikey. Well, when it shows that you've bought 1,000 things.
Yeah, I know.
Like, how many songs did you buy? A Rock Band
Can't even sort it in alphabetical order or anything like that. It's horrendous, yeah.
No, so she's looking away, and eventually she went, found it, finally found it. Cool. And then she was about to say to her daughter, like, oh, you might have to wait a while it downloads. Oh, no, it's downloaded. But that's because she downloaded the game key unlock. not the game.
Oh, brilliant, yeah. You've got to look up history.
So then she's, you know, scrolling through page upon page of other... And eventually she's like, no, I'm done. I can't look anymore. It's not there. And I said, right, I'll start having a look. And I think I got down to about 400 or so before I started kind of drifting off from what I was looking at. And her daughter went, oh, I've seen it, it's there.
You could just do a search.
It's not there.
Could you not do a search on the store and
no.
Download
no.
it?
No.
Oh, dear.
So, yeah. So my daughter spotted it. We went back, downloaded it, and apparently it's still got my game save data on the hard drive, because when she started loading it, she went, oh, you're on level 3, if you say so. I haven't played it in about 10 years.
Oh, brilliant.
So, yeah, so she was happy that she could play that.
Excellent. Yes, trial, the unlocked version or the trial version, yeah, yeah. Fun times they were.
Yeah, well, that was it. We were looking for the full game. And,
yeah.
And you had to download the trial and the key
yeah.
to work to extend it to full game. Wow. So obviously the trial was the full game.
Yeah. Oh, God, good times. Not really. At least your PS3 is still working, Justin. That's good.
Yeah, although that took us a while, because if you try and turn on your PS3 now, in order to sign into the PlayStation Store, you have to create like some weird...
That's
well,
right,
You have to create an account and like, scan a QR code and match it and stuff.
Yeah.
So we had to do all that with both my account and Ruth's, because you know, she now realises that there's all those JRPGs that she couldn't play before that now she has access to.
Yeah.
And
not to mention all the other RPGs she has in PS4, PS5.
And Switch now.
And DS.
Yeah, she treated herself. It's alright, it's her birthday scene.
Ah.
She'll have the second game that I've got sealed in the cupboard here that she knows about.
All right. So, have you no surprises for her then?
I have ordered something for her to open on the day.
Good.
Yeah, she's going to listen to this. She knows.
Oh, good. Cool.
Yes.
Let's.
Go ahead. Yes. Ask me the question. I've been stalling, waiting for you to ask me the question.
Oh, well, of course you have, Justin, because I can't read you. Poxy mind. What was your last save loaded in the chronological order, Justin?
There we go. So in the chronological order, my last save loaded, which I was playing when you messaged me earlier, was Stellaris Console Edition. And I may be a bit of a hypocrite here, because after I played it last time, well, I definitely said to Ruth, yeah, that game's boring, and I can't see me playing it again. Well, in order to find out how boring it was, I decided to play it again. And I seem to be doing a little better this time. But it's just like I had with Surviving Mars. Just, you know, fast forward until something happens, then pause it, then do something, and then fast forward again. So, early days, can't really say much more than that.
Is this like EVE Online or some weird game? A space thing, is it?
Yeah, it's a space
simulator.
4X game, so explore, exploit, exterminate, and expand.
Is that what 4X means?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. You learn something new every day.
Basically, yeah, it's like Civilization, but in space, you know.
Cool.
In short.
You do like that type of games, Justin.
Well, that's why I thought I'd enjoy it the first time, but it wasn't doing it for me.
Okay.
But, you know, it's there, so I'll give it a go. The next game I played, Ruth and I, after we finished the latest couch co-op game we had been playing, which I'll come on to in a minute, we were looking for other games that can have couch co-op, and we stumbled across Death Squared.
Mm.
Now, the pun is the fact that it's squared, you control cubes. And death, because you die a lot. There are trophies for how many times you die.
Oh.
There's a trophy for getting everyone dead at the same time. There's a trophy for dying 250 times, 500 times, 1,000 times. It's not going to take us long to do that. At its core, it's just a game where you move coloured blocks around from their starting position to their target spot. Sometimes you have to like stack one on top of another, and sometimes when you move upwards or downwards, or you know, orthogonally, left, right, other things might happen, like some blocks might appear and push people off the stage, and or there might be a laser that if you get someone caught in it, they blow up. And oh, it's just the sort of puzzle I love, Colm. And mm-hmm. and I can see me and Ruth playing this because we were in stitches from the amount of times we were laughing.
Oh, good.
Because there's four cubes on screen.
Right.
And when you're in co-op, one of you will control two of the cubes with your left stick and right stick, and the other will control two of the cubes and left stick and right stick. But let's say, for example, you've got the four cubes in a row, and they go blue, green, yellow, red. Okay? So blue on the left, red on the right.
Yeah.
And let's say, hypothetically, that you're the person that's controlling the blue and the red squares, as I often was. And well, if blue is on the left, it's slightly annoying when the control is on the right thumbstick and red on the right is on the left thumbstick. So you look on the screen and immediately slide the wrong one off the ledge and die. or you're too busy watching your own cube move around as you're controlling it and you don't see that it's caused something to knock someone else off and you've reset the level again. Yeah, it's really good fun. It's very basic. And I think it's got something like 40 odd levels in it. And yeah, we will be going through it.
How many levels have you done?
We did about 15 last night.
All right. So is it a hand-eye coordination type game where you get confused about which way you have to move? Or is it just a
game? No, you know left, right, up and down are left, right, up and down.
Yeah.
That much is granted, except that the thumbstick on the left will literally only correspond to one grid, one block. So that block might be on the other side of the other one you're controlling, and your head will tell you, well, the left stick controls the one on the left, except it doesn't, it controls the one on the right.
Okay.
And you can't rotate the platform that you're trying to move around on, so you can't see where there's holes sometimes.
Right.
And you know, we had one level where I was going, right, well, Ruth, you need to move the green one round the top of the red one, so I need to move the red out of the way. And by moving the red out of the way, it pushed a block somewhere else and killed the yellow one. And it was like, oh, right, so we need to do the same again, but we need to move yellow somewhere where it's not stood, where it's going to get killed when red moves, so that the green one can come past. Yeah, it's all a bit like that.
All right. But so it's trial and error.
It's trial and error, and you know, some of them, like, you get a trophy just for finishing the first level. You get the I did it trophy.
Alright.
But it's I think I'm going to enjoy it, and I'll be a little bit sad when it's finished, but there we go.
Cool.
So then the next game in the chronological order was the game I finished with 51 hours on the clock, Yakuza Kiwami. So yeah, it is what it is. The first of the Yakuza games, and the Extreme Edition, and apparently that's what Kiwami means. And I was a little bit annoyed, Colm, when I finished, because there are 79 side missions in the game. I had done 78 of them by the time I finished the game.
Oh dear.
And one of them you can only unlock if you repeatedly fight Majima enough times that you unlock all of your special abilities, all of your fighting grades, which is quite a few. So I got to the point where I was like, oh, I'm just gonna have to finish the game and move on. But part of me is, you know, it's eating at me that
I know, yeah.
78 of 79, Colin.
I know, geez. I mean, if it was 70, yeah, you might say, okay, but one away, like, you must be kicking yourself, seriously.
Yeah, it is a little bit frustrating. So I've unlocked New Game Plus. I've unlocked the hardcore mode, or whatever it is, where basically you are only allowed one save, and if you die, you die. You can presumably reload from that save, but normally what would happen is you can, if you lose a fight, it will just allow you to restart, you know, like reset the fight and start again. But no, not in this case.
Oh dear.
So I might not delete it, Colm. I might just chip away at
it. Yeah.
I might do. It's quite a rare trophy, but
yeah. And is it the only trophy you've left?
No, I've got quite a few, but most of them I would get from just doing. There's a thing called they call premium adventure. So when you finish the game, you unlock what is effectively a free roaming thing. So you can play through the game without the story getting in the way.
Yeah.
And that means like going to the casinos and playing all the card games and scoring lots of points in the casinos and, you know, things like that. It took me a long time to get the batting cages one, where you have to like, you know, score a certain set number of points in all of the different batting cages, because there's no indication on when to press the button to swing your bat, except there is. And it takes a long time before you work out. You don't watch the ball. You watch your character. And he makes an ever so slight, subtle movement. And if you notice that, if you can press it at that moment, you'll always hit the ball.
Okay.
That's quite difficult. So, I've done Yakuza. And cool. I'm not planning to play Kiwami 2 for some time yet.
All right.
I'll have to play it before it goes off PS Plus. And I actually found, as part of looking for that Plants vs. Zombies game, apparently I've got Yakuza 5 on PS Plus on the PS3.
That's right.
not the remastered one, though.
No.
Okay, so the last game I've got to just mention, I said Ruth and I were playing Death Squared because we had finished Moving Out.
Excellent.
Now, we didn't finish Moving Out by way of getting gold stars and unlocking all the submissions or anything like that. We finished Moving Out by way of we finished the last thing that we had to do and have the boss fight.
Right.
And Ruth said some rude words.
Ooh.
Frustration was real. Stupid lasers, stupid things getting you killed for no reason at all. Yeah. That boss fight alone was enough for us to go, we're not playing this to get better. We're just going to say, it's done, move on.
Exactly.
Yeah. But it's like, so we had a question of, is it better than Overcooked? Because it's similar art styles. It might even be similar people, the same people make it. But I would say it is, because Overcooked locks you out of levels. Like, you can't finish the story unless you start getting 3 stars on the missions.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah.
Whereas in Moving Out, it's just a case of, as long as you finish the first one in the time limit, you can move on.
Oh, right, yeah. Yeah. So it's a bit more easier.
Yeah, it's a bit more accessible. Yeah.
All right, yeah, okay.
So that was me, really. I haven't played much else in the last couple of weeks. Colm, what was your last save loaded?
Well, I've gone a bit crazy the last couple of days.
Creative?
Crazy, not creative.
Oh, crazy.
Some people would say you're always crazy, but there you go. I've decided to download Days Gone on my Steam Deck, because why not? And I'm starting that, so I'm playing that at the moment. Then yesterday, I had a bit of a... Well, the last couple of weeks, I've had this premonition I want to get to 100,000 gamer score. So I did a walkthrough for Subnautica.
Right.
So I got the 1,000 G in Subnautica below
the second one.
Yeah. So that's a 35 minute 1,000 G walkthrough. So yeah, I've no shame, according to my son. And then I decided, I haven't played Skyrim in about 3 weeks, so I was level 48 on Skyrim on my Xbox, so I decided to go and keep playing until I got to level 50. I have 555 hours on that on my Xbox alone. And then today I decided, because I wasn't arsed playing and doing college work except for one course I had, I decided there's another easy 1,000 G I can get if I stick at it for 50 minutes. But I didn't stick at it for 50 minutes because this game is loopy. It's called Procession to Calvary. And if Monty Python made a game, this would be the game. basically. Right. It's nuts. It's
point and click. Colin, I'm sorry. Monty Python did make a game. It came out on the Spectrum.
Oh, yeah. Well, if Monty Python made a modern game, this would be it. It's Cuckoo. And, yeah, I couldn't recommend it, to be honest with you. Then after last week's Peppa Pig debacle, I decided to throw in a bit of Peppa Pig and try and go for the 1,000 G's and that. I have not done that yet so far. But, yeah, so that was the madness there was. And then I finished Batman Arkham City, which I think I messaged you to say I'd finished it. And I finished that on the Steam Deck. So
yes.
I did get to finish and find the ending of that game after possibly 10 years. And then I was going to play our Origins, but then I decided there's too much Batman going on. I need to give myself a break from Batman, so that's why I downloaded Days Gone. I actually downloaded Shenmue 3.
And
tried that out, and I just decided, no, that's not the game for me. And so I played some Sniper Elite 5, not last week, the week before that, so that was good fun. Hopefully we'll play that again tomorrow. And hopefully, I think we are near the end, actually, because I remember saying it to Ruth, I think we're near the end, but anyway. So yeah, so as usual, Justin, my long list was short and sweet. In a matter of a couple of minutes, maybe. Minute and a half, maybe. That's what I strive for. Short and sweet. So, yeah. There you go, Justin. As you can tell, I have a lot of games that I already have on my PS5. Yes, the madness returns.
Well, Ruth and I were talking this last week, and we're looking at the games available while we're trying to download something for Couch Co-op and going, so what game can we play with Colm? And I said, well, that's the problem. We don't know what tier of PS Plus he's got with his loaned account.
I have the second tier, is it?
You have extra.
I got Stray, so I can play Stray.
Well, Stray... okay, yeah, Stray was extra.
So I'm on that level. Okay. Extra, yeah.
That's handy. That's good to know.
Okay, good. So watch this space. I should wait for your message. Anyway, so you did platinum that Viking game, didn't you, Justin?
Tribes of Midgard.
Yes, you did.
I did, yes.
All right, okay. Good, yeah. Okay, yeah, anyway. So, Twitter comments, Justin. Ah, there's Chris.
Ah. So, Twitter comments column, yes, and... just after we recorded last week, we had Blue Wolf at XIX, Blue Wolf XIX, who said, absolutely delighted to have Atlas Overloaded back in my ears, especially with so many other shows falling by the wayside recently. He did go on to say he's, you know, wanting to get back into podcasting, but doesn't know how to start, and, you know, that...
You can talk to yourself, Chris, or you could find somebody like Justin. There's not many Justins around in this world, but you might come across one. Thankfully, there's not many columns either, but there you go.
Well,
I like Chris. Dedication, you need dedication.
Roy Castle said.
And a tight time zone, time commitment. Tight time zone.
Free time. Yeah.
Free time, yeah.
Ian - Bitdead at Bitdead77 said, you guys brighten my day at Last Save Loading. Oh. And this was in relation to him listening to the last episode. 3.2.
Excellent. So nice to hear some feedback.
So I asked Colm, have you got a suggestion for question of the week?
Yeah, and this is not the question I said to you.
And in short, yeah, I gave a different question. Because Colm was going to ask, what's your favourite Queen song?
That was brilliant.
I thought about it and I was like...
Not many Queen fans out there, probably. Or maybe our listenership is too young to remember Queen.
Well, who knows. But no, I put up topical question of the week. What is your favourite game where you become King or Queen? And Dave, at Yellowbug1969, said, I'm struggling to think of a few, but I'd probably need to go with Fable.
Good choice.
I've never played Fable. I have watched some of it, and I am aware of the fantastic accents that put Dodgy Collie to shame.
Yes, they are brilliant. Fable 2, possibly my favourite Xbox game, apart from Skyrim, but you know, Fable 2 is an Xbox exclusive.
Yes, so. I was going to say, Fable is exclusive and Skyrim is multi-platform.
Yeah. Ah, classic. Complete Xbox, Dave. Little icon, EGX.
That's soon going to.
Soon. Oh, he's going to EGX. Oh, awesome. Dishonored 2. Loved that game. Very good. I can't believe people are sticking to the content of the question as well.
So I've not played Dishonored 2 yet. I have it, but I haven't played it. Maybe it'll be a Christmas game. Once again in memory of our wonderful friend.
Yes, I was just thinking of him the other day. Trev.
Trev DXB.
Yeah.
Lee Banwell, Panda. No, that's not Panda, that's a raccoon. Lee Banwell, Raccoon, at Banana Raccoon, says, yes, Dishonored franchise is one of my goats. As in, greatest of all time, not up there.
Oh, right, okay. I totally just like goats. Dave at Knackerback replied, the Dishonored series is amazing. Stuart Cullen at Fury AC3, that's an easy one. Evil Dead, the game. Hail to the King, baby. Lol.
I have not seen it. I have only seen the first Evil Dead film.
There is an Evil Dead game recently, wasn't
it? Yeah, I think it's called Hail to the King.
Yes, it was.
Trillion Telemachus, Penguin. Penguin in Human's Clothing, at Bouncy Cynic. This is courtesy of you, Colm. She says, Ni No Kuni 2, Revenant Kingdom.
Awesome. Libby, Pointer Lager, Controller and Dice, at Manic 7 Muppet 8. Muppet. Crusader Kings 3. I'm not really into them games. I kind of quite boring. I'd imagine you'd like them, Justin. Not because I find them quite boring, but because they're intricate and, you know, I have to read a lot of stuff, which I don't mind reading if the story's good, but...
There is a YouTuber that I may have mentioned before called The Spiffing Brit, and he does some very, very funny videos in Crusader Kings, where he'll, you know, have the most ugliest wife or something like that, and he'll sort of execute everyone he captures except the women, or, you know, things like that. Shelby at My Pet Cobalt says, not many games coming to mind, but I guess Civilization counts. Sand plenty of hours into One More Turn.
Excellent.
I have played Civ 1, 2, 3. I have played Civilization 1, 2, 3, and Civ Rev.
Oh, okay. What's your favourite?
Actually, I've played Civ 4 as well, I think. The first one for me, or possibly the second one, I spent a lot of hours on when I was a teenager.
Yes.
If I had a day off school, I could start a campaign at 9 o'clock in the morning, and at 4 o'clock, when my parents would come home, I'd be just finishing the game, the end time of the game.
Wow!
So, I did that a lot. I'd always rush straight to get the pyramids and get all the world wonders, get the Great Wall of China, so that if you had someone attack you, they'd have to then offer peace. Yeah, little gimmicks like that.
Cool.
And Civilization Revolution was good, but they didn't put trophies in the PS3, so once I finished it the first time, I was like, oh, well, okay, and then moved on.
They brought that out in the Vita at one stage, I think, didn't they?
It would probably be Civ Rev then, the same game.
Yeah, they brought that out, on the Vita, as well as XCOM.
Well, they're now up to Civilization 6.
Yeah. I know a fellow at college now, he loves the old Civ games. He said they're better. Civ 3 and 4, stuff like that. But, yeah, never got into them. So, Justin, what did you think of this Sony State of Play, or did you watch
it? I did watch it, yes. I didn't really see much. I thought, yay, that's coming.
We're not Star Wars.
I was going to say, with the exception of the Oculus Quest Star Wars game, which is now going to be coming to PSVR 2, and despite the fact that there is a very clear statement that original VR games won't work with the VR 2, there's apparently now a lot of developers for the first generation are now trying to sort of patch their games or like re-release them anyway. I've actually got my VR back, Colin. I picked it up at the weekend when I drove up to Birmingham to see my friend for his son's birthday.
Cool.
So now we've got to decide, is it staying in my house or is it going to Ruth for a bit? She has the PS4. Because I'd have to plug in that adapter I've got for the PS5.
Yes, the adapter.
What about the Nintendo Direct then? Because they got a bit controversial about the Zelda title, what with it being Tears of the Kingdom, and they thought that might be a bit close to the home for England.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, didn't they announce a new Pikmin 4?
Yes.
Pikmin 4, yes.
Yeah.
I suppose if you like RPGs, I suppose it's Japanese RPGs more than anything else. I don't know.
Persona 5 coming to multi-platform.
Yeah, Xbox, yeah. And Ni No Kuni 1 is on Game Pass now.
I think Persona's going on Game Pass on launch.
Yeah, it's gone. Persona 4, 5, is it? Persona 5, yeah.
5, yeah.
On launch, on Game Pass, yeah. Ni No Kuni 1. A game I thought I'd never see on Xbox, but there you go. And it came out on PC. Well, it was exclusive at one stage, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Or was it always out on PC as well as PlayStation? I don't think it was. I think it was just PlayStation, wasn't it?
I believe it was just PlayStation,
So, yeah. I don't like the way they've patched Skyrim on the Xbox, and it just, when the camera moves a bit, you just, it looks like you're falling through the scenery sometimes.
Well, sometimes that's because you're falling through the scenery.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah. But because I'm a vampire and I go, you know, do my final special moves on killing somebody, the two characters that it's, you know, my character and the character I'm killing, you just see a black shadow outlook of them. I don't know whether that's purposely done because I'm a vampire. I don't know, but it just looks...
Well, Go and become a werewolf as well and see what happens. You know, go werewolf form and then suck their blood.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll have to do that then. Ah, good. So I got my 1000G on Skyrim. Well, you know, I'm supposed to have 1500, but I got 1000G.
Well done.
Yeah.
So on to the next one now.
Ryan says, I hope you deleted that game now. You know, you have to move on. I said, never move on from Skyrim.
Now, you got to tell me, would you like to see me play it in VR?
Yes, I would, actually. Actually, I meant to say, I was playing with Noel, my future son-in-law, who's enjoying listening to the podcast. So,
hello, Noel.
Give him a mention. That I was playing NHL 94 at the weekend.
Oh, the classic one.
The classic one on his PS5, and we laugh because we say, look at all them games you have, and we end up playing a 24-year-old game, or 23-year-old, or 29-year-old game, actually 94, so it means it come out in 93, so 29. I managed to beat him the first game, 5-4. He got the equaliser just as the whistle blew, and he was so pissed off that he sent me the video on it. And just crossed the line as the whistle, the third session finished, and he didn't get the draw. So
oh dear.
So then I was beating him on the second game, and there's this button you press on your controller, the triangle button. And what happens is, if you press that triangle button, it goes to settings, and it quits the game. So I didn't do it on purpose, but I ended up quitting the game on.
I'm in the lead. I'll just accidentally.
Yeah. So he wasn't happy with that either. So I believe we'll be going down there next week. I'm sure he'd be ready to kick my ass again, because the previous month he kicked my ass 9-1. So
the talk of playing 20 plus year old games has just reminded me. I took Ruth into town into the shop known as Waffles and More, which has a classic arcade room out the back. And nice. You can pay £5 for unlimited play on the arcades. And they must be like Raspberry Pis or something like that, just loaded up with MAME and whatnot. So we're going through the games and, we had a bit of a go. As you'd expect, we have a bit of a go on Street Fighter, and except I put it on Rainbow Edition, so of course it's like super hacked, and you've got like E Honda doing fireballs and things. she beat me quite a lot.
And oh, you let her?
No, I didn't.
I know how competitive you are. Just
she was playing as Blanka, and she was just going, "Oh, right. Are you near me? I'm just going to go electric." There you go. You're being hit again. And
excellent. Well done, Root.
Then we said, "Let's play something new." I loaded up the arcade game of Michael Jackson's Moonwalker.
Oh.
Now people say that the arcade game is so much better than the Mega Drive version. That may be the case. I never played the Mega Drive version, so I'm guessing the Mega Drive version was crap, because if because the arcade game was crap.
Yes, when they said they were crap on the consoles back then, they meant it. They were crap, really bad.
Well, the Mega Drive game, from what I gather, was effectively a completely different game. But you have like this move in the arcade game where you just suddenly get a spotlight on you and make everyone on the screen dance. Including the dogs. The dogs do this little dance. Yeah.
Excellent.
And you know,
did you have waffles as well, Justin?
No, we could have done, but no, we just went in there to go to the room. And yeah, in the game you randomly turn into a robot, and then right at the end you turn into a spaceship. It's like, I guess it's like the film, I don't know, but you're chasing you're trying to rescue kids. It's all a bit close to the nose, really, considering
yes,
the subject matter. And then, like, we still had half an hour or so to go, and Ruth went, "Oh, let's play Bubble Bobble." So we played Bubble Bobble for like 30 or so levels.
That is Pilch's game. That's Pilch's favourite game, I believe, particularly.
It's the sort of game that the music will drive you insane after a while.
I could imagine. Never played it, I don't think. I know what it is, but I don't recall ever playing it, but then I probably did, but then I don't remember, so I didn't play it.
Well, I can't tell you if you did or not.
Oh, I also dabbled in a bit of GameCube emulation on my Steam Deck. Works a dream.
Okay.
It's a treat. I was playing some Wind Waker. Yeah. Works a dream. So I'm going to try and do some Wii U emulation next. Not sure how that will work. But anyway, we'll see. Probably Nintendo will hunt me down and kill me. Anyway, I think that's it, Justin. I think we've done a fairly good job of streaming it out till
padding it out.
Padding it out, yes, I did. So just go on, tell the people where they can find you.
They can find me hogging the @LastSaveLoaded Twitter account. You can follow me as well, @Onya6. And you can email the show lastsaveloaded@gmail.com. You can potentially catch Colm streaming, depending on whether he's streaming or whether Ruth is streaming.
Yeah, Ruth usually streams on a Tuesday.
So that'd be @trillion83.
Well, 83, yes, Justin. Or @psalm67/.tv, whatever. Anyway, so Justin, that's another one in the bag. Thank you very much. It was a pleasure. Another show we haven't insulted anybody or each other. So that's a bonus. Going forward, I hope that doesn't last forever, because, you know, the people like entertainment. So, Justin.
Yes, come on.
Say goodbye, Justin.
Goodbye, Justin.
Goodbye, Justin. And everybody else. It's Justin only. He's the main man. Bye.
Bye.
Hit me, yes. Metaphorically speaking.
Yes, no rhythm sticks at all here.
No rhythm sticks, no. We can't be having rhythm sticks on this sombering, sober day of grief and national outpouring of grief.
Yeah, I'm sure there is.
Yeah, sure there is, yeah. You had a day off, did you not, Justin, or did you work on this?
No, it was a bank holiday.
Bank holiday, that's nice. Well, I was so bereaved of grief that I didn't attend college today because I couldn't be bothered. Anyway. The joys of college life where you just wake up and go, nah, I can't be Irish today. It's a wonderful thing.
Yes.
How are you, Justin?
I'm okay. I'm glad to be online. You're... find out more about that in a minute.
Oh, I'm sure I will, Justin. As always, you've a little story to tell. It's like little Justin story time.
No, well, I just picked up something.
Of course so you did. I'm sure as long as it's not a sexual transmitted disease, you're okay, Justin. Anyway, let's be having you now while I take this podcast and release it to the masses, as they say.
Okay.
So... you know the score, Justin. I count 3, 2, 1, and you clap.
Indeed.
So, 3, 2, 1. Wonderful. Now, my potato broadband must be increasing better because Justin claps at the same time as me now. Other than that, maybe he's just learned to humour me, as they say.
to clap on one, not
on. Anyway. You still got that little cold there, Justin? What's going on?
Well, the temperature has chilled a bit here.
It has, yes. But you had a cold 2 weeks ago as well. You had a little cough.
Yeah, that's come and gone.
And it's come back again, has it? Or is it just because you're talking to me that, you know, the coughing starts? Anyway.
I'm sure it's not.
Okay. Anyway, we'll sort that out now in a minute. Welcome to episode... No.